Attention TMA Lemmings. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has a treat for you in 2018. Stop by any of Hotshot's 11 area locations and order up a Lemmings lunch today. That's a flaming Vaughn burger and TMA hot tots along with plenty of soppings for only $8.99. It's a meal fit for a Lemming, available only at Hotshot's, exclusive home of our monthly TMA live events. Find the location nearest you at hotshotsnet.com and make Hotshot your home for all the games all the time.
Hello, St. Louis. For over 75 years, our family has been making transportation dreams come true.
Shop Johnny Londoff Chevrolet 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a name you know, a dealer you can trust.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Places, everyone.
I don't know where
right
my
on the
place
set.
Is.
Can't you right on the set.
Why? Don't worry. Before the show's over, everybody will be put in his
life
place.
Life can be so sweet.
On the side of the street.
I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. I'm not afraid. This rover.
I can't knock success.
Crossed over. If I never have.
Is that funny or it's supposed to be funny?
I'll be rich and
it's just a cut scene, you know. You can't knock success.
At my feet.
How do we know? We're not successful.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. This will be the last day till April that I will be with you. Tomorrow, Scott Sherman will be in for me. I have some stuff that I have to do. So be nice to Scott. Make the phone rings if he wants to do. I'm sure he'll do the 4 o'clock hour that he always does, where he gives you, you know, good, free, legal advice if you call. And all you have to do is ask for it. Boy, there is so much to talk about in the news today. We'll start with the Burke segment. And hang on once, I have to talk to Bruce for a sec.
Bruce, I'm going to need you to go back over to the piano. You know that romantic music you played? Yeah, you do that again, because we're going to need it for Trevor's update on last night.
Okay. Normally I just say, does anybody have anything to say? But I'm not going to wait for this guy to say he has a contribution, because he has one whether he wants to have or not. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. And last night was a big night. Maggie, yeah. I can't say his girlfriend Maggie, but his new friend Maggie invited him over to her place to watch hockey. And you got to watch a winning game. You got to watch a good game.
We did.
Winning in overtime. That was that's a good game. So I think now, Bruce, if you would, please, a little music. I'll turn it over to Limey to tell us what happened last night. Bruce, any time.
There it is.
Thank you. So, Limey, take us through this. You left the show yesterday at 6, and then take us from there. You got in your car, and what happened after that?
I traveled home. I made it back, changed real quick, made sure that, I preemptively dropped the kids off at the pool. Don't need that on a date situation, do we? You know? Took the dog for
now,
a walk.
Now, there may be people listening who don't know what that means,
He took a deuce, Frank.
All right, there are people that don't know what that means.
Number two, Frank.
Number two. He went number two, which you want to do if you can, because you do not want to do that at her house.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
So you got that done, and what kind of aftershave or cologne did you wear? Did you wear any aftershave?
I threw on something. It's by Usher. It's quite popular, and it smells pretty good. So I threw on a couple little dabs of that, you know. Slick the hair back.
And then you headed over to her place.
Absolutely. Headed over to Maggie's place. Got there just after 7. Graciously walked up to the door, knocked on it, and...
How do you graciously walk up to the door? What does that mean?
I don't know. I just tried to sound fancy.
No, you don't. You don't know.
He stumbled up to the door with a BAC of about a 0.10.
and for those who don't know what that means, that's blood alcohol content, and Tim is very familiar with that.
Thanks.
He knows a lot about that.
Yes, I do.
So when she opened the door, describe what she was wearing last night.
She was wearing kind of light colored jeans a white top, and
that's a good look.
I'm trying to think of, like, you know, like a excuse me, sorry, a lacy, like, tank top underneath. I guess is what you would, you know, it all looked very professional.
Lacy underall,
right? All looked very professional. So she invited me inside. We went upstairs and just kind of caught up, hung out for a little bit.
Went upstairs. Does she live in a condo?
No, sorry. She lives in, like, one of those duplexes, so she was in the top part. So,
she lives up there.
Indeed.
Okay.
Walked into her apartment, made, you know, myself comfortable, and she asked if I would like a beer and something to eat. So I was like, absolutely.
So, did she order pizza?
She did not. She bought a frozen one. So I was like, ooh, I have to see how this turns out.
Depends on what kind of frozen pizza it was.
Totino's.
True. No, I don't know. I didn't check. But
Peroni's.
It could have been Peroni's, yeah, but it wasn't Red Baron, and I was happy about that because I hate Red Baron pizza.
Well, I was just going to start speaking for them. There goes that account.
There goes that one.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
But so you went in and you sat down, or you stood for a while?
No, sat down on the couch. She's got a nice little sectional couch. Relaxed, took my shoes off, of course, you know.
Nice pillows.
What do you mean, of course? What do you mean, of course? Like everybody that walks in and goes see a girl takes their shoes off right away?
It depends. If you see a woman walking around barefoot in her house and all of her shoes are by her front door, she probably wants you to take her shoes off.
Okay, I get it. That's good.
I did that.
That's respectful. Respectful of her, yeah, whatever. So then what happened?
Took my shoes off, then took my pants off.
Well, this is where it gets, like, really cool. Once the pizza was done, she came over and she asked me to stand up for a second, and I thought, this is getting interesting. But she moved past me, walked up to the couch, and she, like, lifted up the main cushion and brought out this little fold-out part, so she kind of turned the couch into a bed, if you will.
Ah.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, all right, this is cool.
A quick question.
Yeah.
Somebody on the show whose last name rhymes with Schmo Schminion suggested that you bring 24 roses to this soiree, and I'm guessing that the over-under on the number of roses brought was zero.
No, I was actually very intelligent. I thought, what can I do? Take roses, but I don't want to send too many mixed messages, so I took a mixed bouquet of roses.
You left that out.
All colors.
There was all colors in there. Yellow, pink, white, red. She didn't know what
smart
to feel.
Yeah. She didn't know what the message was. Is
absolutely
he a friend?
No,
does he want to marry me? Is he breaking up with me? Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Confuse them. That's always good.
Exactly. Throw them off their game.
You left that out. Why did you leave the roses out?
I don't know.
You didn't even say, when did you pick up the roses? You said you left the station.
On my way
home
from work.
You took a dump, and then you went to her house. on the way from your house after you took a dump, you got the roses?
No, on my when I left the station here, I just ran by a store on the way home and picked some up. This is where she really won some brownie points, because she handed me a plate of pizza and told me to sit back down on the couch that had now been turned into this couch/bed, and she moved the coffee table around to where I was sitting and then said, here, now you have some place to set your beer and you don't have to reach.
I like her.
Right?
No, I like her. Here's what this says. She aims to please. You know? Mm-hmm. She wants you to be comfortable. I like this.
This is going
in the right direction.
It's going slow.
All right. So then, and then what happened?
Then we watched a movie, hung out for a little bit, and
what movie did you watch?
That is.
What movie did you watch?
We watched Atomic Blonde. It's the new one with Charlize Theron.
I will say,
within the first 30 seconds, you see boob. Charlize Theron's boobs.
She wanted you.
She did. It was suggestive. Because she's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right?
What happened to the hockey game?
No idea. We couldn't watch the hockey game. It was on Fox Sports. We didn't have that.
I thought that yesterday, that was the whole point. You're going over there to watch the hockey game.
I know. We thought it was going to be on NBC, but it wasn't. So, you know.
We thought.
And she doesn't have, like, extended cable or something?
No. She does one of those Roku things. The one that Taylor's always talking about.
So she does not subscribe to anything that carries hockey, which means she's frugal and she would not spend all your money.
Right.
This is all this is good.
Interesting, cause all great points.
Dan and I theorized after the show last night that you were going to make a move between periods.
See, I don't like that. That sounds bad.
No, there's no. What else is there? No, nobody wants to watch your message show.
I don't want to hear the word. You got. I don't want to hear the word. Period.
Frank, there's three periods in a hockey game. Frank. Yeah. Three periods.
I understand that.
There's 15 minute intermissions. You got to do something between periods.
Yeah, you're not going to watch Scott Warman and Bernie Federko.
No.
I understand, but when you're talking about a woman and you say between periods, it doesn't.
Oh, is that where you're going with that?
No, I'm not. No, but some people might.
Dirty old man.
Some people might. What else? Let's continue now. You watched a movie that she wanted you to watch because she wanted you to see boobs so you'd get aroused. So
exactly.
What happened then?
Not much happened after that. We laid on the couch for a bit, just kind of talked, watched the movie.
And you laid on the couch and talked?
Then, well, as I said, she had turned the couch into a couch bed. And then
okay,
I
this
went
is where
home.
We start not getting the whole truth.
This right is here. No lie.
This is where he starts
not.
Leaving things
this
out.
Is, I am
well,
not
you don't
leaving.
Wanna, I think I'm with Trevor, though. You don't want to appear too anxious and too...
Exactly.
Yeah, because then she could say, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah,
and then
right.
That puts all... That puts
yeah, but sometimes, like, Dan, you know this, Dan.
Expectations?
But as a man, as a heterosexual man, you know this, sometimes you can't control your desires, if you know what I mean. if she sees that, then she might think, wait a minute, she'll either be flattered, hey, I'm turning this guy on, or run, she'll run, get, or kick you out or something.
She'll
so
tell me it's
you're lying on the couch talking.
Yep, just lying on the couch, talking. We were just having a very...
On your backs? Or were you lying on her? Or were you both on your backs?
We were
at the ceiling?
Kind of
facing each other?
We were facing each other, just kind of laying on our sides. Just like, mm-hmm. You know, enjoying a drink. Mm-hmm. And, that was it.
Lie.
And then I politely left.
No.
Bring out the lie detector. Bring in the polygraph.
His nose is already bigger than Cleveland's, and the show's only 20 minutes old.
No guy who's heterosexual. I've seen her picture. You showed us her picture. No guy will lie face to face on a bed talking to a cute girl. And then just talk and keep talking and then go, okay, well, I gotta go.
That is exactly what happened because I am a gentleman and that
was there
means,
any making out, a kiss at least or something?
There was making out, yes.
Did you say,
well, now see, we're leaving there, stuff
there's
out.
There's important questions that aren't being asked.
Are you a Star Wars fan? You want to see my lightsaber?
What time did you leave?
You do now realize the biggest mistake you ever made was even telling us about it.
I know. I am immediately regretting it.
There'll be no end to this because no matter how this ends or where it goes, you're just going to get this from us. You are. Yeah. And I'm sure she's listening today because she knew we'd be talking about it. Well, it all sounds good except for the part where you're not telling us the whole truth about, you know, lying and talking. You see, I had to ask you if you made out, and you said you did. How long do you think the making out lasted?
It was a good few minutes, but spread out quite a lot. Like, there was...
Mm-hmm. What does that even mean?
There was, like, you know...
So you made out, you stopped making out, you made out, you stopped making out, you made out, you stopped making out.
Yeah.
Made out.
Well, how do you stop? I never knew how to stop. How do you do that, right?
You just...
Does somebody go, let's take a break. This is getting...
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yep, that's what you do.
Again. Yeah, I went before I got here, but I go again.
No.
Yeah, it's like a real.
I thought I dropped all the kids off at the pool, but two of them still want to go swimming.
You stop making out. You stop making out when it's time to go deep sea dive.
Although, another brownie points as well, she was,
hold on. Tim has now referenced like a sixth thing that I'm sure a lot of people are sitting there listening going, what? What? Deep sea diving? What does that mean? We're not going to tell you what it means, okay? Email Tim. Wow. Ask him what it means. Tim, what's your email address?
It's shocker@shocker.com.
Oh, God.
No, no, no. You say it a lot. I never wrote it down. It's something gateway, something yeah. whatever.
You nailed it.
It's on our Facebook.
Yeah, party. You got it.
You got it. You email Tim and you go, "What's deep sea diving?" I think I'm right about this. It's not deep sea. It's like deep sea, like the letter C, diving. So you can email him and ask him. So. Made out, stop making out. And then at what point, what time did you leave?
I left at about 11 o'clock.
A.M.
That is important.
That is important.
That is important.
P.M.
I'm guessing P.M.
It was last night.
Now, have you spoken to her this morning?
Yeah, we've spoken today.
Okay, so she's still talking to you.
She is still talking to me. Okay. Yeah.
Is there another evening or time, date lined up at all?
We are going to meet up for drinks on Thursday night when she's done with a work function. And then Saturday night, we're going to be spending the night at my place, and I'm making dinner.
Spending the night?
This is going somewhere.
I can say before anybody gets any dirty minds, Tim, that I have a spare bed, so luckily she'll be able to stay in the spare bedroom on Saturday night.
Hey, that's a gentleman. That's a gentleman who knows that sleeping with someone before marriage is a sin. Out of wedlock. Now, what will you be preparing for dinner? Have you thought about what you're going
to
make?
I'm not actually sure. She has mentioned that she would like to eat some bruschetta, and I am very, very good at making bruschetta.
That's not a meal,
but it's an appetizer. Like, it's part of the meal.
So you're going to do that? You're going to make bruschetta?
I think so. She's not a fan.
No, and there's no think about it. She said, "I really like bruschetta."
So I'm okay. All right. Writing it down. I'm going to make bruschetta. That is going to happen.
That's one.
What is your specialty? What do you cook really well that you'd impress her with? Give me
hot dogs.
An example.
Apple pie.
Well, I didn't have a lot of stuff here in the pantry, but here's a hot dog.
Pork rind.
Hope you like cocktail weenies.
My pressing question here is, you've already gone down marriage road once before.
I have.
When you went down that road once before, was there like a really sweet, loving, initial courting stage?
Of course there was. There always is in any relationship.
Tim, there always is.
No, there always is.
No, it's not. Sometimes it's just a one-night stand. You have to get married.
Well,
like a shotgun wedding?
That's your life. That's not
most people. My life? I've never been married. Why would you say that?
No, I don't know. I just thought it sounded mean, and I said it.
Okay.
So this all sounds really good, especially since there are already plans for two more dates, if you will, on that.
Well, the thing is, Saturday is actually a proper go-out-and-do-stuff date, so now I need to think of things that we can do. You know, where do I take her for a nice meal?
That's always a tough one.
That's because Frank pays you on Friday, and you can't do anything with her until Frank pays you.
And by the way, with his pay, he still can't do anything. So, you know, that's always the big dilemma. I don't care where you live. Where do we go? What would she like? And there are a thousand things to do.
They literally are.
You just want to make it the right thing. And don't do what I did. Don't go to Forest Park at night. When I went with that cheerleader and parked, and we walked through Forest Park, and a car full of, you know, gangster killers tried to get us and kill us. That was a horrible night, and we had to run for our lives. So don't go walking in the dark in a, you know, dangerous place.
Well,
Forest Park is not necessarily dangerous, but it was that night.
Thankfully, I don't have to worry about Maggie's dad politely telling me good night.
Oh, yeah, she has her own place. Can you describe her place? Is it nice? Was she a good decorator?
It is
cluttered?
Very, very clean. Not a lot of clutter at all.
That's good. Not lint balls in the corner.
No.
Do you have any pets? Do you have pets?
No pets. But she loves dogs. So this is great because I have a dog.
You have a dog. This is when you really want to score. You surprise her with a puppy.
Oh, right.
Old puppy.
That
cute
is
puppy. They can't
idea.
Resist it. They cannot resist it. She loves dogs. You said that. She said she loves dogs. Maybe she's dropping a hint. Cute, cute little puppy. Oh, man. Seal the deal. That'll do it.
Good to know.
Listen to the voices of experience here. Even though I never gave my wife a puppy. In fact, I never gave any girl a puppy. But I want you to. I don't have to mess with it. Well, this is good. That was a great report. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Openness and candor. And we look forward to one last thing. When you prepare this meal you're going to prepare, and I'm guessing you're a pretty good cook. That's my take on it.
Thank you.
You're a pretty good cook. That what if she eats it and then throws up? How would you handle that?
I'd probably, you'd have to do the proper thing and hold her hair back and just let the thing run its course and, I guess, get some Pepto-Bismol. Is that a thing?
A question is that. Why would you ask that?
Hey, you never know. What if it would happen? What am I going
to
do?
I like to think of every possible scenario.
No, that's a good thing. I'm actually going to pick up some Pepto on my way home just in case.
God. Well, you've taken this well. You've been through enough grilling here. I think we're going to let you go and breathe a sigh of relief because this interrogation is over. But this is going to be interesting following this, however far it goes. And the one thing I never want to do, we never want to embarrass her if she's listening. And if anything we ever do does embarrass her, she should tell you and you tell us and we'll knock it off. How's that?
Of course.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's a fair agreement.
All right, I'm going to do a quick bit of business. We're going to take a break. And, there's a lot of stuff to talk about today. We got a guy who was just released in prison. I think he was put out on some sort of release in December until a decision could be made, but now he's been completely released after 45 years in prison for something he didn't do. You know, I think about this every time this happens, and I just think, what would I be like? I would be madder than mad. I would be bitter and hateful, yet this is not the first time where we've seen a guy go, well, you know, it is what it is, and they made a mistake. I'd go, what? You ought to be trying to find out who to kill for putting you in prison for 45 years. But he's not that kind of guy, so good for him. Well, got that story and a bunch of other stories. I have to do, this is not fun, but it's important, and it's a little hormone talk. There's an old, stupid high school type joke. You know how to make a hormone? And I don't even remember the punchline. It's something about a prostitute in bed. I remember the setup, but I don't remember the punchline, which is weird. I'll tell you somebody who does know how to make hormones. It's the people who work really hard for the Hormone Therapy Centers of America and for MD Health and Wellness manufacturing bioidentical hormones, testosterone, estrogen, which means bioidentical. They are the exact hormones that you produce in your own body. The problem is, you get a little older, you don't produce as much of them. There are a lot of things that happen when you get older that just, they aren't fair, but that's, you know, hair loss. I don't have to worry about that. That happened to me at 23. I was bald. So that one's not going to be a shocker for me. But there are other things, you know, wrinkles and spots, and physically you can't do things you used to do, and your body just kind of very gradually winds down. You can't do anything about some of it, but you can do something about some of it. And this is the sum you can do something about. Bioidentical hormone pellets. MD Health and Go online and start Googling and searching around. This stuff's been around for a while, and now they know. They've been doing it so long, they know that it works. They know the results. They know how it changes people's lives. It's hormones released over a course of 4 to 6 months through pellets that they insert in your buttock area. Doesn't hurt. I've had it done. It doesn't hurt. And then over time, they just continuously release these hormones. If low T is an expression you hear a lot in commercials, that's low testosterone. And they're usually, when they talk about that, talking about men. And then what happens is, maybe not all of these things, but some, maybe all. Reduction in body fat and elimination of hot flashes, ladies. Increased energy and increased sexual libido. And that's important to those of us who are superstars in radio, that libido thing. Because when chicks want us, they want us now. We have time to be going, let me take a pill. You guys know what I'm talking about. They're relentless. I want you now. So that libido, see, that's important. Mental clarity, we need that too. A lot of people lose the anxiety and the depression they were dealing with. Mood swings, headaches. A lot of people go, well, it's just part of the aging process. Really? Well, cancer is part of the aging process, too. So you're just going to ignore it? Not do anything about it? There are a lot of things that are part of the aging process, again, that you can't do anything about, and some like this that you can. So what I would do is encourage you to call MD Health and Wellness, 314-770-2334. I know, you're in the car, whatever, you can't write it down, but you can go to their website, find out more about this, and weight loss. They're real good at that. MDHealthWellness.com.
And it's, how do you make a hormone? I looked it up. It says, don't pay her.
That would be more like, how do you make a whore mad? Or how do you make a whore hit you? It doesn't really sense. Moan, how do you make her moan?
Yeah.
Nah, that's the wrong punchline. There's a better one somewhere.
All right. Well, we're going to check traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Crowded eastbound 70 McDonald to 170 westbound 64. You're backed up past Kings Highway to Big Bend. Eastbound 64 on the brakes near 20th. Roadwork delays north and southbound 55 near Illinois 143. And a head-on collision, Highway 100 at the Brussels Ferry. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO can help you get great coverage, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com and see how much you could save. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. Spring is around the corner, so choose your fitness journey with free enrollment or no contract when you join in March. Winter is ending and I see the light. St. Louis is thawing out and I'm ready for working out. And with 24 locations where you work or live and 24-hour access, working out has never been easier. Spring it on, Club Fitness. Get free enrollment or no contract when you join in March. Go to clubfitness.us for more information. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Has Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
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 Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
Thank you, Bruce. Bruce and the guys doing their impression of Mamas and the Papas. Dead on, I might add. Dead on impression. I have one more bit of business to do, then we can talk and we can play. We can see if there's the Burke segment. We are going to someday not have rain. I know.
Yeah.
I know. You're thinking, really? Yeah. Well, it's not only is it not going to be raining. The sun, listen closely, the sun will come out.
What?
Yeah, it will. And it'll probably come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow you will have... What's the next?
There'll be sun.
There'll be sun. And you know the rest of Limey?
No, I don't.
This is like Seattle weather.
No kidding. Depressing.
Yeah.
Depressing. I don't know the rest of the words, so I'm going to make up words. You better that tomorrow there'll be sun. Oh, there'll come a day when you'll say, hey, there's too much sun and it's hot here. Then you will call Matheny's folks. And you'll do it with no fear, cause the sun will come out tomorrow. You can bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow it'll be hot. And we want you to know who not to call. I just wrote a new musical. I just wrote a new musical. Anybody except Matheny. You know, I think I could write a musical because we've talked about this before. To me, musicals are things that ruin stories, especially movies. They ruin them by having sometimes great dialogue sung instead of spoken. You know, instead of somebody saying, boy, Jim, it sure is hot. I wish I knew who to call to get my air conditioning working. Nah, that's all you need, yet they do this. Boy, Jim, it sure is hot. Well, Bob, I hope you know who to call. There are lots of people out there, but you don't call them all. You call Matheny, Matheny, and then the chorus comes in. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Don't let them be fooling you at other places. I just wrote another one. Wow. I just wrote another one. Wow, that's three plays, like in 5 minutes. It is true, though. It'll be hot at some point and humid. And miserable outside. And even if it's not, it's St. Louis. Four real seasons. Actual seasons. Not like some places where they never see snow or they never gets really cool, never gets too hot. St. Louis gets it all. And they've got it all in Matheny Heating and Cooling. At least the people who live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. If your business or home is in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, you can have Matheny service your heating and cooling system next time and the rest of the time, and that's what I think is going to happen. I think anybody who calls Matheny for that first appointment just says to themselves, even if they don't say it out loud, I finally found a place to call. I never have to ever again wonder who to call. This is who I'm going to stick with, Matheny. Family business, 76 years or so. Third generation's working in the business. And again, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, no business, no home, too big or small, and they work on everything. They work on everything. And comes time to replace and lay to rest the old system, which we just did at my house. These are the people you want to put in a new system, as they did for us. American Standard is what we ended up with. But they'll talk to you about that. They'll make sure it's the right system for your home or business. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do, sir.
All right. This is Tim Woodburn.
Oh, wait.
Tim? It's all yours.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's the Dragnet theme.
It's perfect because he's a private detective, so it works, kind of.
But Jack Webb was not a private detective. He was a cop.
He was not a private detective.
That's private. Thank you, Dan. That's detective, police detective music. Rockford Files is what we go with. Or you could do Mannix. Wasn't Mannix a private detective?
Yes, I think
Mike
so.
Mike Connors?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're too young to know who that was, but he was a detective. So what do you have there, Tim?
So this morning I walk out to the end of my driveway to pick up my morning Post-Dispatch. I always do a peek on the corner to make sure the kids aren't on the bus stop, because if they aren't, I'll run out there in the boxer briefs. If they are, I got to put some pants on, of course.
Been there, done that.
So I run out there and get it, run back in, got my coffee, and sit down, and I open up the sports page because I knew that the Blues had a big win last night, and I open up the sports page, and I see a picture that shows Vladimir Tarasenko scoring the game-winning goal in overtime as the puck is bouncing under the Sharks goalie, who's diving to his right, and Tarasenko, the puck is literally crossing the line. It was an excellent photo taken by Chris Lee of the Post-Dispatch. But what makes this photo comical, and I mean beyond comical, I even confirmed this with that ex-con Cam Jansen who's on before us, because I asked him to to look at the what I'm about to say and see if he concurred, and he did. The photo shows about 50 Blues fans right behind the net. I mean, these are the most expensive seats in the house. These seats are
I'm looking at it right now.
These seats are $337 a ticket. Okay? $337. Okay? Now, every guy in this picture, not to be sexist, but every guy in this picture, eyes on net, mouth half open, realizing something big's about to happen. 90% of the women in this photo, eyes on net, mouth half open, realizing something's about to happen. And then there's these two girls that are in the front row, and I mean the very front row, face to glass. As Tarasenko is scoring the game-winning goal, one girl, blonde-headed, about 25 years old, looks like she's checking her Snapchat feed.
What the hell?
The girl to her right may be videotaping the game, or maybe not, but clearly she's not looking at what's going on. 5 minutes in front of her as this game-winning goal is about to happen in overtime. And then the funniest part of it was the little 10-year-old girl who's in about row three, and she's completely looking to her right like the cotton candy man's getting ready to come down any second now. Right? These are $337 tickets. They've won five in a row. The game's in overtime. The puck's about to go. It's not like the puck's at the other end of the ice. The puck's about to go in the net, and these three girls are completely oblivious to what's going on right in front of their face. Right. It's just unbelievable to me.
In their defense, I'm looking at it, and I see the picture you're talking about. In their defense, the very young girl, 8 or 10 maybe, is so young that maybe she's there not against her will, but she didn't really care anything about it. And she's also looking to her right where there's some guy who looks like he's coming back to his seat. Maybe that's her dad. And she just looked over as her dad was sitting down. In defense of the other two girls, I'll tell you something. I'm looking at this. It looks to me like, and folks, I realize if you don't see the picture, this is horrible radio, but it looks to me like they are either taking a photo or video of what is going on right in front of them. No. Because what's going on in front of them is off to their left, and they're turned to their left with their phones up.
The girl to the right, Cam Jansen, and I are 100% convinced, has no idea what's going on in front of her. She is looking at her phone, and she is looking down at her phone. The girl to the left might be having the phone out and videotaping it, but that girl to the right, I mean, she's right behind the net. How do you... Can you imagine taking your daughter or your date or your wife to the
game? I'm looking at it. She's looking out and down at the phone. She's not the phone down toward the ground.
The pink phone.
I disagree.
Girl,
yeah. I think they're both videoing or taking a photo of what is happening right in front of them. That's what I think.
Cam and I disagree. We both think that girl.
What does he know about hockey?
Exactly. I know. Tell me about it.
He may know hockey, but he just because he thinks she's checking her. I'm telling you, I think that phone would be held in a different position if she weren't snapping what's going on right in front
See,
of her.
See, here's the problem with that. I have a Facebook friend. Her name is Stephanie, and Wharton, I believe is her name. And I'm calling her out.
A Facebook fan?
Yeah, I know. I have a Facebook friend, and her name is Stephanie. Friend. She live streams these Blues games. When she's there, she'll like hold the phone out and actually like show the game as it's in action.
Really?
Which you would think clubs would crack down on that.
Yeah.
And this takes me back to when I went to the Chris Rock concert at the Peabody earlier last year, and they had what was called the blackout tour, and they confiscated your cell phone when you walked in, and you had to keep it in a locked and sealed pouch while you watched the show so that you couldn't do that. And then they they opened up the pouch when you walked out. And it's just getting to the point where I wonder at what point pro sports or any kind of entertainment venue will ban people from doing what at least one of those girls might be doing, and Frank thinks both of them are doing, videotaping this stuff as it happens.
Good for them for not banning it. It makes them more fan friendly. Well, I've been to concerts where they say, "Hey, take all the pictures and video you want," and people cheer. Go ahead, we don't care. I mean, maybe the Blues are just saying, "Yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out. We're glad you're here." But to go on and talk about it is maybe a mistake, just because people listening are, what are they talking about? I can't see that picture. It's maybe not great radio. But if you do get a chance to pull up STL today, the Post website, take a look at what he's talking about, or grab a paper and you'll see. I think they are absolutely cameras pointed right where the action is.
Hmm.
That's my take on
it. All right.
So, all right. Anybody else? Burke segment. Limey, you've already... Anything besides your evening last night you wanted to talk about?
Nope, I'm good.
Dan Strauss,
no,
anything?
No, nothing.
All right, let's close it. Burke segment is officially closed. Cosmopolitan magazine has been taken out of Walmart. All the Walmart stores have removed. And when I tell you why, this is part of what's wrong with our country. Walmart says it was a business decision to take Cosmopolitan away from the checkout aisles, out of the stores, because some groups have raised concerns about the sexual content of the publication that's
marketed drinking
to women.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that?
That was Limey.
Have that? You been drinking?
Limey, why did that, did you think that fit in here?
I was thinking, like, you know, maybe have these executives been drinking? I don't know. I just played.
No, you don't.
I was winging it.
You know the expression trigger happy? You know what that means?
Yeah.
You've gotten trigger happy because you've discovered a few sound effects and you can't wait to throw them in there. Yeah. I say that's better than getting lazy.
Yeah.
We've been that route.
I think he's distracted because he's Twitter padded.
Twitter padded?
No.
I'm not going to ask.
Everybody here has seen Cosmopolitan magazine, yeah. I'm sure. I've looked at it. I've always enjoyed looking at it because it's like you're looking at something you're not supposed to look at. Ooh, this is for women. I got to take a look at what they're reading.
But if a guy reads it, I've always thought that a guy reading Cosmo is more educated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree. So it says the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, says that this makes Walmart a leader and trailblazer in corporate responsibility. I say it makes Walmart yet another place that caves into the wishes of a handful of people. Here's what it says, this National Center on Sexual Exploitation. They said, Cosmopolitan, here's the quote, places women's value primarily on their ability to sexually satisfy a man.
What's wrong with that?
I'll repeat it. Places women's value primarily on their ability to sexually satisfy a man. See? Once again, something that was good and doing the right thing. Removed from Walmart.
And how long
Walmart,
has that magazine what? Been in print? How long has Cosmo
40
been in
years?
Print? Yeah.
I sent a sister-in-law of mine a subscription to that magazine for Christmas about 5 years ago, and I noticed on my bank statement about a month later that I received a credit. And I called the 800 number and said, why? I said, because the subscription was denied. It was returned. She didn't want to tell me that she didn't want that magazine delivered to her, but she called them to tell them to cancel sending it to her. And I said, why, Karen? I really don't know her that well. It's my brother lives in Seattle. And she's like, I just think the magazine demeans women. I just didn't want it anywhere in my house.
Wow.
And that was 5-6 years ago that happened.
Wow.
Sad, isn't it? Isn't that sad? Demeans women. Here's how you can make yourself real popular if you do these things. That's demeaning? Yeah, maybe. All right. Walmart, please, come on. Don't start changing things because a few people. I bet you that's no more than 3 or 4 people. And I don't know. Maybe, I guess if we had more time, we'd take calls from women going, hey, do you like Cosmo? I think older women probably don't like it. Does that make sense? They think, oh, this is too much information. And they're telling women how to do what? How to perform? Oh, I can't believe what? On a guy? Ooh. Yeah, maybe them. Maybe that's who it was. And then we got to set something straight here. I know that Tim prides himself on jumping into research real quickly, but yesterday maybe was too quickly. The expression, the whole nine yards. We used it and said, where did it come from? And Tim, boom, his instantaneous, I just checked Google and here it is, and it was something to do with concrete.
No, that
what
was...
What are you talking about?
No, 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 he didn't say that. That was someone that called in that... Someone called in. I relayed that.
I'm sorry. Tim, I apologize. I thought it was you. Well, that was not true. It's not what it means. And thank you, Nick... for the email, he said, whole nine yards refers to the length of the machine gun bullet belts. You know what? I think he's right, because I remember hearing this before.
Yeah.
In World War II airplanes, 9 yards is all they could carry, and so when they talked about shooting down planes, they'd say, I gave him the whole 9 yards, meaning...
Yeah.
the whole belt of bullets. I think Nick's got it right here.
Yeah.
It was referring to the rounds on the flying mission. He says, my trucking company hauls for concrete ready mixes, and I know for a fact, he says, that this thing's been around for a long time. Concrete trucks have only been hauling 9 yards of concrete since the late 70s, and only in special large trucks. Most trucks aren't large enough to haul more than 7 yards or even less. So I think Nick's got it.
Could you?
He says he's disappointed in me because I didn't know that. How would I know that?
I am boycotting doing research on this show for another week.
No.
I will do no more research on this show for 1 week.
But they, promise?
Make it a month. Make it a month. 1 month. I'll just let the disinformation roll to the streets of St. Louis. I'll let the AM and the PM talk
around. He says, Frank, as a pilot in the gun gang, I'm disappointed you didn't know this. He's a nice guy. I wrote him back. I said, hey, I wasn't a pilot in World War II, and I don't shoot those kind of guns. And he says, Tim, I'm also disappointed in him because a little shocked that his fact-checking skills didn't catch this. Mm-hmm. This guy's on us. Yeah. He's on us. He says, I'm just a dumbass truck driver, and I knew it.
Man. I must have been out of the studio when that was uttered because I would have said something.
I think you were. He says, I guess this was one of the 3 days of my high school career that I stayed awake. I love the show. Comes in great here in Redbud, Illinois. Thank you, Nick, for setting us straight on the whole 9 yards. Now I got to find out what the whole schmear means. I think it's like a German thing. There used to be a guy on WIBV in Belleville named Otto Schultz, and it was a German show. German music, and he gave Otto Schultz, and my goodness, forever and ever, I thought this guy's right straight, just got off the boat from Germany, but he'd always say, "And they got the whole schmear." Then I find out the guy was not German; he was a guy who did a great fake German accent. And there was nothing German about it. I thought, good for him, man. He pulled it off. And I worked in a warehouse, a furniture store, and the guys that were the trucks, delivery guys, they insisted on turning that on every afternoon. And I'm like 18. I don't want to hear that.
Has it been a month? I just looked it up.
Yeah, it's been a month.
Has it been a month? I just researched
it. Yeah, month's gone by. So what is it? What do you got?
It's Yiddish for a batch of things that go together. He bought the whole schmear.
The whole schmear?
Yeah.
Yiddish, no kidding, not German.
Yep.
Okay. The whole schmear. We put it all out there, the whole schmear. Now, if Taylor Nickers is listening right now, he's going, that's the worst German accent I've ever heard. All right, this portion of our program brought to you by Vic Tanny and the Globe Democrat.
Vic Tanny.
and next hour we're brought to you by Tipton Electric and CMC Stereo.
Wow.
Yeah. What's funny is the other day somebody mentioned a gym, like Gold's Gym, which is like next door here. And I thought, what the heck ever happened to Vic Tanny? You couldn't turn on TV for 5 minutes without a Vic Tanny commercial. And then apparently, they weren't too big to fail because there's not. And the New Lady Fitness, remember that?
Yep, yeah.
All women. And then they had some guy, and there's always this guy, who gets an attorney and he wants to join New Lady Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
And I happened to know the lady who owned New Lady Fitness and started New Lady Fitness. And she called me because I'd done a lot of work for her, and she said, I just want to know what you think. What do you think we should do? This guy insists on, I said, let him join. Let him join right now. And it'll be over. He won't even come back. He wants publicity. So they did. And that was it. And that was the end of it. He never really came around. He just wanted to make a stink. And sometimes that's all you have to do is just, okay. Because they're expecting and they want to fight. Don't give it to them. Just let him go. Hey, later, wait till I tell you this story about this women's college in Michigan. And I'll read you some of the directive that was sent out to the professors there. Again, it's a women's college, and they've been instructed to no longer refer to the students there as women because it's stereotyping all people with vaginas or something. It's so ridiculous. I'll read it to you later. Thanks to my son for sending me that. He found that. First Community Credit Union is the proud sponsor of the yard sale. I hope they're proud. Sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning. That'll be this Saturday again, as it always is. 7 to 9 o'clock with your co-host Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. And they do a great job, and you folks do a great job of listening and calling and selling and buying, and even just listening, just to hear what people have for sale. And I'll tell you something else. First Community Credit Union does a good job of helping keep this show on the air, and certainly solely responsible for the yard sale being on the air. They also have a brand new location, Glen Carbon, Illinois. That's their newest branch. Full service, drive up, safe deposit boxes, self-service, coin counter, and all that. And there will be more to come about the big official grand opening of that location real soon, right here on this very radio station. So don't touch that dial, as they used to say in the old days. First Community Credit Union, find out more at firstcommunity.com. Next hour.